This is the Sakar Merli of the 26th of August 2025. Essence, sweet children, the Father, the ocean of knowledge, has come to rain this knowledge and make the earth green again. Heaven is now being established. In order to go there, you have to belong to the deity community. Question: what main duty do you children who belong to the most elevated clan have? Answer: it is your constant duty to do elevated spiritual service. While sitting here and walking and moving around, it is the duty of you most elevated Brahmins to make Bharat in particular and the whole world in general pure. You have to become the Father's helpers by following Srimat. Song. Knowledge rains on those who are with the Beloved. Om Shanti. The spiritual father is the ocean of knowledge. Therefore, the spiritual father explains to you, sweetest spiritual children who are with him. Which father is he? Shiv Baba. Brahma Baba is not called the ocean of knowledge. Shiv Baba is the one called the supreme father, the supreme soul. One is a physical father, and the other is the spiritual father from beyond this world. One is the father of a body, and the other is the father of souls. These matters have to be understood very well. That one is the ocean of knowledge who speaks this knowledge. There is only one, the God for everyone. And similarly, only that one can give knowledge. However, things that people read in the scriptures, the Gita, etc., and the devotion they do, are not of this knowledge. This knowledge does not reign through those things. This is why Bharat has completely dried up. It has become impoverished. When there is no rain, all the land completely dries up. That is the path of devotion. That cannot be called the path of this knowledge. Heaven is established with this knowledge. There, the land is always green, it never dries up. This study is of knowledge. God the Father gives you this knowledge and makes you into the deity community. The Father has told you that he is the Father of all souls. However, because of not knowing me or my task, human beings have become very impure and unhappy orphans. They continue to fight amongst themselves. When there's no father in a family, the children fight amongst themselves. Then they are asked, "Do you not have a father?" At this time too, no one in the world knows the Father. Because he is not known, there has been so much degradation. By him being known, there will be salvation. The bestower of salvation for all is one. He is called Baba. His name is always Shiva. His name can never change. When people have renunciation, they change their names. When a girl gets married, her name is changed. This is the system here in Bharat. It is not like that elsewhere. This Shiv Baba is the mother and father of everyone. They even sing, "You are the mother and father." It is only in Bharat that they call out and say, There is a lot of happiness due to your mercy. It isn't that God has been having mercy on the path of devotion. No. There isn't that much happiness on the path of devotion. You children know that there is a lot of happiness in heaven. It is a new world. There is only sorrow in this old world. The names of those who have died alive very well can be changed. However, when Maya defeats them, they become Shudras from Brahmins. And this is why Baba no longer changes their names. There is no rosary of Brahmins. You children belong to the most elevated clan. You do elevated spiritual service. While sitting here and while walking and moving around, you serve Bharat in particular and the world in general. You are purifying the world. You are the Father's helpers. You help by following the Father's Srimat. Only this Bharat will become a pure land. You say, we purify this Bharat every cycle and rule in the pure Bharat. We are changing from Brahmins into the future deities. There is the variety form image. The children of Prajapita Brahma are Brahmins. There can only be Brahmins when Prajapita Brahma is there in front of them. You are now personally in front of him. Each of you considers yourself to be a child of Prajapita Brahma. This is a tactic. By considering yourselves to be his children, you become brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters must never have criminal vision. The Father is now issuing an ordinance. You have been impure for 63 births. Now, if you want to go to that pure world of heaven, become pure. Impure souls cannot go there. This is why you call out to me, the Unlimited Father, to come. Souls speak through their bodies. Shiv Baba says, I too speak through this body. How else could I come? My birth is divine. In the Golden Age there are deities with divine virtues. At the present time, there are human beings with devilish traits. Human beings here are not called deities, no matter who they are. They give themselves big titles. Sadhus call themselves Sri Sri, and they call human beings Sri. Because they are pure, they call themselves Sri Sri, when in fact they are human beings. Although they don't indulge in vice themselves, they still live in this vicious world. In the future, you will rule in that viceless deity world. There too they are human beings, but they have divine virtues. At this time, human beings are impure and have devilish traits. Guru Nanak spoke of how God washes the dirty, impure clothes. Guru Nanak also praised the Father. The Father has now come to carry out establishment and destruction. All other founders of religions simply establish a religion. They don't destroy the other religions. Other religions continue to expand. The Father now puts a stop to that growth. He establishes one religion and inspires the destruction of all the innumerable religions. According to the drama, this has to happen. The Father says, I inspire the establishment of the original eternal deity religion. I give teachings for this. In the Golden Age, none of those innumerable religions exist. It is fixed in the drama for all of those souls to return home. No one can prevent destruction. Only after destruction takes place can there be peace in the world. The gates to heaven open through this war. You can even write, this great war, Mahabharata, also took place in the previous cycle. When you have an exhibition inaugurated, you should write this down. The Father has come from the Supreme Abode in order to inaugurate heaven. The Father says, I, Heavenly God the Father, have come to inaugurate heaven. However, I only take help from the children in order to make them into the residents of heaven. Who else would purify all of these souls? There are many souls. Explain this in every home. You people of Bharat were Satabritan. Then, whilst taking 84 births, you became Tamopritan. Now become Satabritan once again. Man above. Don't say that you don't believe in the scriptures. Tell them. We used to believe in the scriptures and the path of devotion, but the night of the path of devotion is now ending. The day begins with this knowledge. The Father has come to grant salvation. You need great tact to explain to others. Some are able to imbibe this very well, and others a little less. The good children can explain well at exhibitions. Just as the Father is the teacher, so his children too have to become teachers. It is said the Satguru takes you across. The Father is called the true Baba who establishes the land of truth. It is Ravan who establishes the land of falsehood. Now that we have found the one who grants salvation, why should we do devotion? There are many gurus who teach devotion. There is only the one Satguru. It is said that the Satguru is the immortal one. Yet many continue to become gurus. There are many types of guru and sannyasi, etc. The Sikhs speak of the Satguru, the immortal one. That means the one who never experiences death. Human beings experience death. The Father says, man above. Those people, Sikhs, then say, chant the Lord's name and you will receive happiness. There are the two main terms. The Father says, remember me, the Lord. Chant the Lord's name, there is only one Lord. Guru Nanak also referred to him when he said, chant the name of that one. In fact, you don't have to chant anything. Just remember him. This is the mantra that cannot be chanted. Do not say anything with your mouth. You don't even have to say Shiva, Shiva. You have to go to the land of silence. Now remember the Father. There is only the one mantra that cannot be chanted, and it is the Father who teaches it to you. People ring so many bells and make so much noise in singing songs of praise. They sing many songs, but they don't understand the meaning of even one of them. Only the one Father gives happiness. He is also called Vyas. He gives you the knowledge that he has. He is the one who also gives happiness. You children understand that your stage now has to ascend. The different degrees have been portrayed in the picture of the ladder. At present, no degrees remain. It is said, I am without virtue, I have no virtues. There is an organization called Nirgun Balak, Children Without Virtue. The father says, children are like Mahatmas, great souls. They don't have any defects. People then gave that organization that name, Nirgun Balak. If children have no virtues, then nor do their fathers. All have defects. Only the deities are virtuous. The number one defect is not to know the Father. The second defect is to flounder in the ocean of poison. The Father says, you have been floundering for half a cycle. Now I, the ocean of knowledge, am taking you to the ocean of milk. I am giving you teachings so that you can be taken to the ocean of milk. I come and sit next to where this soul resides. I am free so I can come and go at any time. When you offer food to a departed soul, you are offering food to a soul. That body has already been burnt. It cannot even be seen. You consider that food to be a special offering of Borg for that particular soul. That soul is then invoked. This too is part of the drama. Sometimes that soul comes, sometimes he doesn't. Some come and tell them how they are, and others don't. Here too, when a soul is called, he comes and speaks. But he doesn't tell you that he has taken birth at such and such a place. He just says, I am very happy. I have taken birth in a good home. The children who took this knowledge well would have gone to a good home. Those who took less knowledge would receive a lower status. However, they do have happiness. Is it better to become a king or a servant? In order to become a king, you have to become busy in this study. This world is very dirty. The company of the world is called bad company. Only the company of the one takes you across. Everyone else drowns you. The father knows the horoscope of each one. This is the world of sin, and this is why people call out, take us somewhere else, away from this world. The father says, sweetest children belong to me and then follow my directions. This is a very dirty world. There is corruption. There is fraud of hundreds of thousands of rupees. The Father has now come to make you children into the masters of heaven. Therefore you should have limitless happiness. In fact, this is the true Gita. This knowledge will later disappear. You have this knowledge now, but it will have disappeared when you take your next birth. At that time, there is the reward. The Father is teaching you in order to make you into the most elevated beings. You now know the Father. Ask those who go on the pilgrimage to Amnath, the Lord of Immortality, how could the one who is shown in the subtle region exist here in the corporeal world? Mountains, etc., exist here. How could anyone impure sit there in the subtle region and give knowledge to Parvati? They sit and make that lingam of ice with their hands. They could create that anywhere. Human beings stumble around so much. They don't understand from where Parvati could come to Shankar so that he could purify her. Shankar is not God, he is a deity. So much is explained to human beings and yet they don't understand. They cannot become those with divine intellects. So many people come to the exhibitions. They say this knowledge is very good. Everyone should receive it. Tell them, oh, but at least you should take it first. Then they reply that they don't have the time. Also write at the exhibitions, the Father is inaugurating heaven before the war takes place. The gates to heaven will open after destruction. Baba says, write on every picture, the Parlokic Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, Trimurti God Shiva speaks. When you don't write Trimurti, they say Shiva is incorporeal. How can he give this knowledge? It is then explained, this one was at first beautiful, he was Sri Krishna. He has now become an ugly human being. You are now being made into deities from human beings. Then history has to repeat. It is said that it didn't take God long to change humans into deities. Then they come down the ladder and become human beings. The Father then comes and makes them into deities. The Father says, I have to come. I come at the confluence of every cycle. To say that I come in every age is wrong. I come at the confluence age and make you into charitable souls. Then Ravan makes you into sinful souls. Only the Father changes this old world and makes it new. These matters have to be understood. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children. And the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana, 1. Become a teacher like the father. Remove everyone from this land of falsehood with great tact, and make them worthy of going to the land of truth. 2. The company of the world is bad company. Therefore move away from bad company and stay in the company of the one who is the truth. In order to claim a high status, busy yourself in this study. Follow the directions of the One Father. Blessing. May you offer everything you have for service as an incognito donor and a charitable soul. Whatever service you do, continue to offer that for world benefit. On the path of devotion, incognito charitable souls think that they should donate everything for the benefit of everyone. In the same way, let every thought you have be offered for service. Never have any desire for doing something for yourself. Do service for everyone. Any service that becomes an obstacle is not said to be true service. Therefore, let go of doing anything for yourself and serve as a true incognito server and continue to benefit the world. Slogan: surrender everything to God and you will experience any difficulties to come to be easy. Aviat signal: in order to be an easy yogi, become experienced in God's love. At the beginning of the day, from Amrit Vela, imbibe God's love completely in your heart. When your heart is full of God's love, God's powers, and God's knowledge, your attachment and love will not go to anyone else. When you have true love for the Father, the sign of true love is to be equal and karmatit. Do everything while being Karavanha, one who makes everything happen, and make others do the same. Never do anything while under the influence of your mind, intellect, or sanskars. Om Shanti.